So I'm here with Davo after a 2-1 home defeat in the FA Trophy to Winchester. Davo, I suppose the first thing to say is the run comes to an end, and I guess a disappointing way for that to happen in the Trophy.
Yeah, it was disappointing to lose. I mean, it was going to come at some stage, wasn't it? And Winchester have been a bit of a bogey side for us in the cups and that recent times. So, yeah, disappointed. Good luck to them. You know, wish them well. And we got to start another run now.
And is it fair to say that you never really got going, certainly in the first half? It was sort of two good sides just cancelling each other out, really, and very little happened.
Either two good sides or two quite average sides. You know, I don't think we got a game going at all, so that was a shame. You know, injury to Rob Carr killed us a bit. You know, he is our X Factor player, and shame that he went off injured. I thought it was a bit of a nasty challenge on him, but I've seen cards given for that. I know he got a yellow, but maybe it was quite a hefty one. But wish Rob well. He's badly concussed, so hopefully he can be back on the mend soon. But I thought that was a key moment in the game.
And not long after that, actually, you took the lead through Josh Harfield with a very well struck volley, and obviously went 1-0 up, and then they later equalised. The other, I suppose, contentious or big moment in that half was the tackle on yourself, actually, which very difficult to say from the side, but looked as though it could well have been a red card.
I've had two tackles on me in this season that have resulted in a red card, and that was the worst one. I thought it was a bad tackle. I've got a big old mark on my leg. It was. Just under my knee, so it was that high. I thought it was a poor tackle. It's certainly worthy of a possible red card, but it didn't happen. I thought the referee was weak throughout the game for both sides. You know, I'm not going to blame the ref. I thought he was poor, but they've got a few that got in the ref's ear a lot, and I thought he buckled under that bit of pressure at times. But no, I'd say I'm not blaming the referee for the performance and the result. It was it was a tight game, and they've they've come out on top. So yeah.
And the goal from Josh Harfield, as I say, it was a well struck strike. It put you one up, and they didn't really look like causing you any problems from there. And then a bit of a lucky ricochet, I think it actually come off yourself and put the lad through, and then he squared it, and it's 1-1.
And that was a great strike from Josh. It's sort of similar to Rob's goal against Egham on Tuesday, I thought. Swiveled and smashed it in. Really, really good effort. Needed to probably hang on to that goal a little bit longer, that lead. But yeah, it was a lucky sort of bounce bobble off two or three of us, and the lad got through. A great bit of play from the lad Green, the captain, who ran through and just cut it back for Feeney, who's prolific. And I thought those two were the difference between the two sides. I don't think there was a lot in it, but those two were a bit of a thorn in our side. I thought those two played well, it was a shame to go in level. I thought it looked like we were going to probably go in ahead, and that would have made a big difference, especially going down the slope, I thought.
And the second half, it was much the same as the first half, really. It felt flat, very few chances, and what ended up being the winning goal, you must be bitterly disappointed with the fact it's come from your corner.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest corner. I mean, it was pulled back a little bit, but we should have got something on it in the first place. And someone on the edge of the box should have been there to deal with it, and then two players against one at the defensively, or 3v2 at the back there, and again Feeney's got in and scored. He's a good player, he does do that, so fair play to him. But it was poor to, it's always poor to concede a goal like that, but I'm not knocking the quality, excuse me, of the finish. It was a good finish, but really disappointing to concede in that manner.
And even so, on recent performances, you've continued when you've been a goal down. In fact, that's happened on a few occasions. You've come back, you stayed in the game, you showed good character to come back into the game. And yet today, you never really looked like you were going to get back in the game, never really looked like scoring either. And I thought the two centre-halves did a good job of Pat.
Yeah, I thought we were, we huffed and puffed. But as I said, without Rob Carr, we looked a bit toothless, I thought. And that isn't the fault of the lads that come on. They all had reasonable games, but he is a real thorn in other teams. So same way that, you know, Feeney and Green is for them, he is like that for us. And him going off injured blunted us a little bit going forwards. And the quality into Coxie was a little bit sort of lumped into him, and the two centre-halves ate it up all day. And I know the pair of them, Robbie Matthews is a good lad, you know, I know him well from Salisbury, and Ross Bottomley's a big old unit back there. You know, they were going to win their fair share, and it didn't really happen for Coxie today, but the quality into him wasn't good enough, and yeah, we didn't really look like scoring. And you know, they closed the game out well. We had one or two sort of half possible chances, a shot from Rossi in the side net, and looked like it was going in, and a few throws were, you know, hurled in there, but no, they deserved to win it in the end and close the game out quite well. Certainly from 2-1 up, you know, we didn't look like scoring, that's for sure.
And and your next game is obviously another cup game, and you go to Alton on Tuesday. How are you approaching that game? Is it a similar side? Have you got other squad players that are going to come in for that?
Yeah, no, we've got a big squad of players of a similar ability. We've had to leave a few players out today, and I thought we looked tired today. Again, that's not an excuse. We did look a bit of a tired side. There's a few that have played a lot of games that look tired. So, as we have done in all the other cup games, we will mix it up, and that will be a vastly different side. I think maybe one or two will play from today. The rest will be changed. You know, we want to win. We want to do. Last time we played a game in a similar fashion against a side from that league, you know, was Christchurch, and it was the start of our good run. So, who knows if we can get a result there? You know, maybe that'll kickstart us again. But like I say, it's not doom and gloom. We went out of the FA Trophy. It's a shame. We could have done with the money as a club desperately. But you know, from reading the reports on them, looked like they needed the win a bit more than us. And you know, well done to them.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you your thoughts on Winchester. Sort of comments, obviously, that if they'd not won today, their season sort of fizzled out, and that they sort of pinned all their hopes on beating little old Fleet today. And I know you've got a lot of respect for that, but just any other thoughts on Winchester?
Yeah, no, you know, Dave Malone, director of football over there, is a bit of a wily old campaigner. He knows what he's doing, and you know, said that to fire them up in one way or another, and it worked. They got the result. I don't believe it. Their season fizzled out if they lost today. It wouldn't for us. You know, if we've lost the game, we're still in several cup competitions and fighting for every point we can in the league. You know, we've had a great start to the season. We've got more than a point a game, which is a big thing for us as a club. If we can do that across the season, then we'll be really happy. I know that maybe that sounds a bit negative, but first and foremost, if we can get average over a point a game, then we'll be absolutely delighted, and then everything from there is a bonus. We're still in every cup with the exception of the two FA competitions, which we weren't going to win anyway. So yeah, the season's bubbling along nicely. We didn't really perform today, but yeah, you know, these things happen. We it wasn't a lack of effort, it was a lack of quality, and I can't hammer lads if they, you know, their quality wasn't there. They did try, they gave us all they could, but it just didn't quite happen for us today. And you know, good luck to Winchester in the next round. I like Ian Saunders, is a good guy, and I wish Winchester well. They've got some good players, and I'm sure they'll pick up in the league as well.
Thank you. Unlucky on today, and best of luck for Tuesday.
Thank you, mate.